Neuromaturation. Neuromaturational theory has been used frequently to explain motor development, note reference 34, note reference 76. According to neuromaturational theory, brainstem structures develop first, as evidenced by the reflexive responses of the newborn, for example, automatic grasp, asymmetric tonic neck reflex, which are controlled by neural pathways originating in the brainstem. Cortical structures appear to develop later, as evidenced by the coordinated and planned actions of the child. The infant's increasing control of action and movement indicates not only development and myelination of the midbrain and cortical structures, but also simultaneous inhibition of brainstem control of movement. Three primary principles of neuromaturational theory are recognized. 1. Movement progresses from primitive reflex patterns to voluntary, controlled movement. In newborn and young infants, motor reflexes provide the first methods of interaction with the environment, for example, reflexive grasp, and are essential to life, for example, the sucking and swallowing reflexes, page 57, because early reflexive movements serve functional needs, the newborn appears